So, understanding the magnitude of visual impairment is an essential part of policy planning. Better scroll. And I'll demonstrate to you that visual impairment has been increasing.
This is Dr. Fang Ko, who's a second year resident at the Wilmer Eye Institute at Johns Hopkins. Dr. Ko.
Thank you. So I'll demonstrate to you that visual impairment has been increasing, particularly among young people, and that these increasing rates are related to diabetes. I have no relationships to disclose. I'm a resident at Wilmer. We're located in Baltimore, affiliated with Hopkins. We're the first university eye clinic to combine patient care, research, and teaching. And we collaborate with the Bloomberg School of Public Health via the Dana Center to address ocular disease and blindness worldwide. So in America, 3 million Americans age 40 and over are blind or visually impaired. Causes include age-related macular degeneration, cataract, glaucoma, and diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of new cases of legal blindness among those 20 to 74 years old, and is the leading cause of blindness among working age Americans. 30% of diabetics have some sort of visual impairment, about a third have diabetic retinopathy, and 4 to 8% have vision-threatening diabetic retinopathy. Rates of diabetes have been increasing from 5% in the early 90s to 8% in 2001 and 11% in 2007. We suspect that increasing rates of diabetes may have led to increasing visual impairment, particularly among young people. The National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey is conducted in 2 year cycles by the CDC. We looked at two time periods, 1999 to 2002 and 2005 to 2008. All patients received a visual acuity measurement, questionnaire, physical examination, and laboratory testing of blood samples. Visual acuity was performed with the patient wearing their usual distance correction. If this was worse than 20/30 or 20/30, then the patient was placed in an autorefractor. Visual acuity was remeasured with autorefractor results. And if this was worse than 20/40, then the patient was deemed as having non-refractive error-related visual impairment, or NRVI. I'll review the demographics of each time period separately and then compare the two for you. So in 1999 to 2002, almost 9,000 patients participated, and this was 93% of those eligible. The patients who refused the exam tended to be a little older, female, less likely to be white, have lower education, and lower income. Similar results were seen in 2005 to 2008, with female gender, non-white ethnicity, lower education, and poverty being associated with lower likelihood of participating. When we compare 2005 to 2008, the results show that the demographics are similar with the exception of age and poverty. We did stratify for age in our analysis. And interestingly, poverty actually appeared to decrease or improve from the first time period to the second. Other demographics, including gender, ethnicity, education level, and lack of health insurance, appear to remain stable. And I'll return to the significance of this later. These numbers are weighted according to the U.S. 2000 census population, and we only considered patients who were 20 years and older to avoid the problem of defining whether a patient was at an appropriate education level for their age. So rates of non-refractive error-related visual impairment have been increasing from 1.4% to 1.8% overall. And this trend can be seen across all ethnicities. Next, I'll break this down by age. When I do so, individual subgroups become smaller, so I'll focus on the major groups and exclude other Hispanic and other. Among those 20 to 39 years old, we see almost doubling of rates of visual impairment from 0.7 to 1.1%. This is seen across all ethnicities, although it's not statistically significant due to smaller numbers in individual subgroups. Among those 40 to 59 years old, we see a similar trend. And among those 60 and older, Mexican Americans are significant. The important point to take away here is that visual impairment has been increasing overall and has almost doubled, yes, that's all I wanted to say there. Yes, no, sorry. And it has doubled among 20 to 39 years old. So to identify potential risk factors for visual impairment, we perform logistic regressions of individual variables. These are demographic variables for 1999 to 2002, and in a moment I will show you 2005 to 2008. As you probably know, this is a forest plot. The yellow dot represents the odds ratio. The white bar is the 95% confidence interval, and the red line represents 1. If the 95% confidence interval, or the white bar, crosses 1, then we say it is not statistically significant. In 1999 to 2002, non-white ethnicity, poverty, lower education, and lack of health insurance appear to be significant. These are systemic risk factors, including smoking, obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and cholesterol levels. The only risk factors which showed statistical significance were diabetes, diabetes of more than 10 years duration, and insulin dependence, with odds ratios of 1.71, 2.43, and 2.59. In 2005 to 2008, non-white ethnicity, poverty, lower education, and lack of health insurance were significant. And indices of systemic health again showed that only diabetes, diabetes of more than 10 years duration, and insulin dependence were significant, with odds ratios of 3.41, and 2.41. The variables found to be significant in univariate analysis were then used to create a multivariable modeling using, again, logistic regressions. And in 1999 to 2002, black ethnicity, poverty, lack of health insurance, and diabetes of more than 10 years duration were statistically significant. In 2005 to 2008, poverty, lower education, and diabetes of more than 10 years duration were statistically significant. As you'll recall from my earlier slide, the demographics have essentially remained unchanged with the exception of poverty, which appears to have decreased. But diabetes has actually been increasing overall from 15% to 20% and is statistically significant among all ethnicities. Diabetes of more than 10 years duration has been increasing as well. When we look at this by age group, we see that overall, again, there is an increase in diabetes. And more importantly, among 20 to 39-year-olds, diabetes of more than 10 years in duration has doubled from 0.3 to 0.7%. And the rates of visual impairment among diabetes is higher than those without diabetes. We see the lowest rates for non-diabetics. Those with less diabetes of less than 10 years appear to have similar rates, but there's a dramatic increase once the patient has diabetes for more than 10 years or is insulin dependent. So, non-refractive error-related visual impairment has been increasing. It's nearly doubled among those 20 to 39 years old, and major risk factors include age, ethnicity, poverty, lower education, lack of insurance, and diabetes, with diabetes being the only risk factor to have increased. The strengths of this study include its large size, its population-based, its use of standardized methods over a 10-year period. It's limited in that it is indeed a correlative study without documentation of causes of vision loss. In 2005 to 2008, fundus photos were taken. However, this data is not available for 1999 to 2002, so it can't be used to make that conclusion. However, I would say that our results make sense. We know that diabetes is on the rise. We know that it's related to visual impairment, and we see this rising rate in visual impairment. Our study suggests that we will be seeing increasing needs for ophthalmic care, and this carries a societal cost, especially in the current healthcare debate of how to allocate resources. The increasing rate of visual impairment is predominantly seen among younger patients, which suggests that there will be more visual impairment in the workforce. There's a need for additional programs and research to prevent and treat diabetes-related visual impairments. Thank you.
Thank you.